Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. As we launch in hour number two, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. That is freetalklive.com. Let's go across to some, what is it, Norway, Mark? Where are we going to? Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia.
That's what it is.
Not that
I knew it started with an N.
Yeah.
What's going on in Nova Scotia?
Foreign places starting with N. I'll take that for $500, Alex. Well, no big surprise here. First town in Canada to ban smoking in vehicles with children.
Mm.
A bid by a small Nova Scotia town to ban smoking in vehicles carrying children is being applauded by the Canadian Cancer Society, which dismissed criticism that the law is too intrusive by citing the evolution of anti-smoking laws across the country.
The evolution, huh?
Mm. I guess they're evolving.
Evolution's a natural process. Laws are unnatural by nature. Anyway.
Okay. The town council of Wolfville, about an hour's drive north of Halifax, made history yesterday as all seven councillors voted in favor of the bylaw. The first of its kind in Canada. Meg McCollum, a spokeswoman for the Cancer Society, said the bylaw is part of a societal shift that began years ago when similar bans were placed on airplanes, followed by workplaces, restaurants, and bars across much of Canada.
You know, it's such a shame that the cancer organizations are out spending their money and their time lobbying for new laws to control people when you'd think that it'd be more effective for them to spend their money and time, oh, I don't know, researching a cure or something like that.
Mm.
So that's one of the reasons why I won't ever support any of those cancer organizations unless they can prove that they have not been supporting legislation like this.
Right. I'm all for curing cancer. I'm not all for destroying people's liberty. Now, I'm kind of caught in a quandary on this whole smoking in cars with children thing. It's a little confusing to me. I think there's some issues that that I'd like to discuss with you, but I'd like to read
that. Okay, yeah, sure.
Actually, I'd like to discuss them with Nick.
Okay, fine. You guys have fun.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'll go take a coffee break.
Here's the line that I certainly could have expected to see here. It's all about what's best for the children and youth, she said, from Halifax. This part of evolving to a culture where being tobacco-free is the norm. The law expected to come into effect June 1st, 2008.
Oh, wait a minute. I think, at least here in America, last time I heard any sort of numbers, it was 1 out of 5 people were smoking or were tobacco smokers.
That's about right.
About right. It varies from area to area.
So is it the majority of people in Canada that smoke tobacco?
Because I doubt very seriously.
If it's the majority, then that wouldn't that count as the norm? If it were most people that smoke tobacco, wouldn't that be the norm? Is she suggesting that it's not the norm, or is she suggesting that it is the norm that people smoke tobacco, but the statistics say otherwise? The statistics say tobacco smokers are a minority, and it's getting less and less popular.
We're a large, invisible minority.
Gotcha.
So Nova Scotia already has a ban on smoking in public places. Wolfville led the way on that front, too. Now, according to Health Canada, New Brunswick...
It's like the Berkeley of Canada, basically.
Yeah, well, places all over Canada have enacted similar laws.
Okay.
Wolfville Mayor Bob Stead has insisted the law is not about hunting for people who are violating the bylaw, but raising awareness.
Hmm.
For the most part, it's a matter of bringing to people's attention the health risks that are associated with smoking in cars, particularly in front
of
children.
What a load of nonsense.
It doesn't make any sense to me that...
That's right. Their cops are just going to ignore this law when they pull people over and they find them smoking cigarettes. Hmm. Sure they are.
Well, it's a bylaw, so I'm not sure how much power it has, but, you know, I don't know the legal situation in Nova Scotia either. But first off, I don't think that secondhand smoke is nearly as dangerous as they tell us it is. I think that people smoke filterless cigarettes and don't die till they're in their 60s and 70s, generally.
There's no guarantee that smoking cigarettes will give you lung cancer. It's not a guarantee. It may increase your odds.
You may die before you get it. I think at some point if you live long enough, you're likely to get lung cancer.
Maybe.
From it. But, different
George Burns didn't have it.
I think
he didn't inhale.
The statistics I've heard are that tobacco kills 1 in 3 who use it. So your odds of actually being killed by tobacco is a primary cause of death. Your odds are you won't die of a tobacco-related illness. But your odds are much, much higher of dying of cancer and heart disease.
Now, being in a car with somebody who's smoking certainly doesn't allow it to dilute into the air as much as in a room with somebody who's smoking. But There's just not the nearly that you don't inhale nearly the amount of smoke from secondhand smoke as you would from smoking a cigarette. And it takes a long time for people to die from smoking cigarettes. It's not just something immediate. Well, and I suppose if you have asthma, that could kick it in and that kind of thing.
I think in a car particularly, if you crack the window,
mm-hmm.
and 90% of your smoke is headed out that window.
I'd say
it's a lot less of a smoking environment than somebody sitting in a house smoking because the smoke just fills the room and doesn't vent.
But what about the parent that doesn't care about that and just
hotboxes
the car, doesn't crack the window?
I suppose they could do that. I don't know many smoke. Well, I mean, Nova Scotia.
Every smoker I know cracks the window.
Yeah, I don't know anybody who likes to bathe in smoke. If you leave the windows rolled up, it just burns your eyes and.
Right, but they don't look at these kind of things. If they did a test on secondhand smoke in cars, you can believe they sealed that baby up with caulk, you know?
Yeah. Right.
I mean, there was no ventilation at all, and then they pumped the smoke in there.
Well, this is such a disturbing trend, because you're saying that the people who are in favor of this particular smoking ban that is banning parents from smoking in cars with young people, essentially, they're saying that, well, this is okay because we've just, look at the progression of laws. The laws have been getting more and more restrictive, and so this is just the next step. Well, the next step from here is going to suggest that if a mother, for instance, smokes a cigarette while she is pregnant, then that could be some sort of an actionable crime. I mean, if it is a crime to smoke a cigarette when you're in the car with a child, should it also logically, I mean, if this is logic in... Anyway, it does follow if you're following this insane logic, I guess. Shouldn't it also mean that if a mother smokes while pregnant, that that's a criminal act as well?
Well, I don't actually think that the health implications are the motivation behind this at all. From the ads I've heard, I mean, I listen to a Vermont music station a lot of the time in the car,
mm-hmm.
And they run lots and lots of ads, public service announcements about quitting smoking. And one of them is a kid talking about how they don't want their parents to smoke around them. But it goes beyond, she says, keep it far enough away from me that I can't even smell it. I can't even see it. So the implication that the state is trying to put forth is not only can children not be exposed to the smoke, they can't be within 10 feet of you outside where they can smell it, and they shouldn't even be within eye shot. These are just people who want to abolish smoking.
Right, that's absolutely what they want to do.
They're just using children as a cover to abolish smoking.
Right, I would totally agree with that.
I mean, why wouldn't they pass a law that says you can't smoke while pregnant?
They might.
Right. That seems to be the next step here. If we're going to pass laws preventing parents from allowing their kids to contact smoke or be in the vicinity of cigarettes, then that would seem to make the most sense. That one would come next.
So here's my question from sort of the other side of it. As a certain amount of exposure to tobacco smoke secondhand is going to be bad. Now, I don't know how that exposure is going to be something like being locked in an unventilated room with a person who's smoking, you know, mm-hmm. two packs a day or something like that. That's not going to be good for you. It makes some sense. Laws that prohibit parents and people from poisoning people make sense to me. So if I were to, put a little teaspoonful of arsenic every morning or, enough, a non-fatal dose of arsenic every morning into my child's cereal bowl, I would be a nut.
Right.
Where does it all fall in line? This is what I just don't understand. Somehow I grew up with a dad that smoked, and I don't think my life was ruined based on it. I do smoke cigars. I inhale them.
Yeah, I don't think exposure to secondhand smoke really increases your odds of ever using tobacco, necessarily. You pose a good question. I'm going to answer it by saying, you drive a car, so when you drive past me on the street with your car, you're also putting a dilute amount of carbon monoxide into the air that I have to breathe.
Right.
So, ultimately, in our everyday lives, we do produce things that will eventually, no matter how small the effect is, produce an effect on another person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you can easily get into a slippery slope there. And I think addressing smoking on private property is going down that slippery
slope. I agree.
Even though you might have a bit of a point, but I think any real legislation against it is just going to be heavy-handed.
Also, I think to equate purposefully putting arsenic in someone's food and smoking a cigarette in the same room is two totally different situations. One involves maliciousness, the other involves an addiction. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit LibertyDollar.org. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating. But they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are for free, including archives and entire year's worth of the show, front page of the site. For your downloading convenience, go and get them on us, freetalklive.com. American Consumer News is an online magazine which will provide you with a steady stream of money-saving tips to help get you closer to financial freedom. The magazine discusses topics such as investing, real estate, frugality, debt reduction, and more. That's AmericanConsumerNews.com. Once again, AmericanConsumerNews.com. All right, so, Mark, did you finish your thoughts on this story?
Yeah.
I mean, the smoking in cars thing banned now in Nova Scotia, also banned in some other areas of this country, and you can expect that to spread. You can expect these smoking bans to become more and more draconian, more and more absurd. Before you know it, they're going to make it so that kids can sue their mothers for smoking during a pregnancy.
Mm. Yeah, I can see that coming.
Actually, that would make more sense to me if you could demonstrate some kind of harm or drinking during pregnancy. I mean, I don't know many people with fetal alcohol syndrome who could put together a lawsuit, but
they could go. They could go to an attorney who would. But I don't know many people who have fetal alcohol syndrome whose mothers, in fact, have enough money to be worth suing.
That's a good point. Anyway, so if you've got comments on that story, you're welcome to chime in. 800-259-9231. Otherwise, we continue with the phone calls and go to X, calling from California. X, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, bad news. You know, searching for people smoking cigarettes in cars, it's kind of silly because we have a pulp mill near where I live, and they actually falsify their emissions records and then pay the fine. So, like, that's the thing. And for me, I'm offended by that because they're violating me. And, like, here we are. We're going to dedicate all this power and might to searching the individual citizen smoking a cigarette in the car when the pulp mill is probably killing more people.
It's an interesting observation. And, of course, the individual citizen is easy to go after and push around and throw into a jail cell or force into some treatment program, while a big corporation, they've got political ties, they've got friends in politics, they can pull some strings. In this particular case, as you pointed out, and this is not an isolated incident that's been known to happen across the country, where a big corporation, it's more affordable for them to just pay the fine on whatever the violation is that they're committing rather than to actually, you know, fix the problem and go into compliance.
Yeah, and my pulp mill is owned by a People's Liberation Army company. So that's like salt on the wound, too, because it's a Chinese company.
Oh, interesting.
So anyway, like that's pretty lame. I mean, I'd rather see, more focus put on, business and things. But that just shows you what happens when government can operate and just print their own budget, you know?
Well, it also shows you what happens when the government just gets so big that it becomes this powerful tool that can be used against other people. And, of course, inevitably, those with the most influence and power, those big money business people like the Rupert Murdochs of the world, are the ones who get the political favors done for them. You know, you can't expect the government to regulate these corporations out of because they're too tied in. It's too much of a fascist situation where the corporations work with the government to both enhance their power. So the corporations help the government grow, and the government helps protect the corporations from new competition and that sort of thing, and all the while everybody else suffers.
Now, exactly. The tax falls on the individual person. We have to pay for all that going on.
You do, and because when a corporation gets taxed, it just passes on its costs to the consumer.
Property tax, everything. Property tax makes me want to, go around and, really, property tax angers me.
Why is that?
It's like, I worked my butt off to buy my house. Like, honestly, I worked my butt off for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I worked 18 hours a day and lived in a space about 6 feet by about 8 feet.
Mm-hmm.
I lived in that kind of space for 2 years and worked, 20 hours a day constantly to get the money to, buy my house for, a down payment, and have 20% down or anything. And then now I'm supposed to pay, now all of a sudden, anyway, property tax is just so unfair, and I don't use any of their services. I don't have any children.
Right. You essentially, the property taxes basically tells you that you don't really own your property. You're sort of a glorified renter, essentially.
If I could opt out for, give me a 3-year opt-out, I'd feel better about it. Like, I just got my place, give me 3 years, to opt out for 3 years. I'd feel better about contributing. But, I don't have any brats and stuff. I don't need to pay for the schools, and I don't need to pay. So anyway, it's just annoying.
It's frustrating.
It goes to show you we can't keep giving these people money because when they just use it to abuse.
I'm too frightened to stop paying the local government myself. I'm at the point in my life where I've had it with the feds. I'm not paying the
feds
anymore.
I know they're easy because there's just so many, and they fire the machine gun and they can only get so many before they reload.
No, they're further away as well. They're just not as close. Not
it's
quite as scary.
I know a couple people who are almost 60 years old who have never, ever in their life, ever, 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 just had jobs where you had, like, they're not even on their computers and stuff.
They never paid federal taxes, is what you're saying?
Yeah, they just never have, because they're just from a different generation. Like, they were farmers and stuff, and, like, they went to an accountant, the accountant told them, like...
But there are a lot of people that don't pay federal taxes, and I think that more people should join their ranks, especially as we see more and more federal abuse, more police state tyranny, bigger and bigger government. I don't want to pay for this nonsense.
Stealing, going and breaking into the, you know, into the Liberty Dollar business.
Breaking into marijuana facilities out there in California.
All that. They steal that all the time.
They're a gang, and I don't pay violent criminals. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it.
Wait, don't hang up. You got to tell me, did Lauren Canario drive away from the correctional facility?
No, I don't think she did. But I think she has been driving since then.
Okay, well, I don't want to know about that, but if she drove after she got out or not.
I cannot speak to that. I think her husband might have taken her home that particular day. Thanks for the call, X. 800-259-9231. I'll be having my Thanksgiving with Lauren, as a matter of fact, here.
She's inviting a bunch of people over. Yeah. I think I'm going to go at least drop in.
What about you, Nick?
I have family Thanksgiving.
Oh, you and your family. So it's going to be fun, though, because this is kind of cool, because one of the frequent complaints you'll hear about the Free State Project, this movement of 20,000 liberty-loving people all moving to New Hampshire from all across the country, and in fact the world, one of the objections is frequently that, well, I don't want to leave my family. And I can understand a lot of people very close to their family very important in their life. But the good news is that if you do decide to take the plunge and make the move, you aren't alone. When you get here, there are people that have already moved here, and they're very, very friendly folks. Not only will they help you move into your house, if you like that sort of assistance, and that's just a huge deal, but they're also doing things like this, where they're setting up a Thanksgiving dinner and just inviting the early movers in the area, the Free State Project members and other liberty lovers here in New Hampshire, to come on out and bring something, bring a plate, and have a good time with each other.
Yeah, well, I got an invite for... I think it's a Christmas type event that's going on in December from a free stay there. So, there are lots of social networking and people support each other.
So you sort of have a family of free staters up here, I guess you could say. 1-800-259-9231. So I absolutely share X's concerns on the property tax. It's an abhorrent tax, because essentially, as he put it, he busted his butt and saved and scrimped for years of his life to get a down payment on a house, and then as soon as you buy that house, then you start getting screwed by the tax man.
Yeah, I hate property taxes too. I think that I hate them less than I do the income tax, simply because the income tax requires you to put all kinds of information.
I disagree. You can easily avoid an income tax, while property taxes are much more difficult to get away from. More on the way. You can take control. This is your show. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $29 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down. They keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. org.
Is your child protected for the future? Gerber Life Insurance Company offers you a way to help protect your child through its Grow Up Plan. It's a $5,000 whole life insurance policy that costs less than 20 cents a day. When your child is 21, that protection doubles automatically to $10,000 with no increase in premiums. So call now for your free information package.
Call 1-800-555-1212.
It's a free call for free information only. There is no obligation. Remember, any healthy child 12 and under is eligible to apply for the Grow Up Plan. When you decide to apply, no medical exam is necessary. Just answer a few questions. Help give your child a head start on the future today.
Call 1-800-462-0425 for your free information kit, the Gerber Life Grow Up Plan. Call 1-800-462-0425. That's 1-800-462-0425. Call 1-800-462-0425.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, and they include the wiki with over 1,450 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Head to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. wiki.freetalklive.com.
Speaking of SACL CAI, they will be sponsoring the cocktail reception at the Liberty Forum.
I believe they're sponsoring the entire Liberty Forum.
The whole deal, right? You can come down and meet Jason and Mike and all the good folks from SACL. And
it's clear that SACL CAI is very good at what they do, because they certainly have a lot of money to throw around for sponsorships.
I think that, yeah, you know, they want this whole Liberty thing to happen.
And they put their money where their principles are.
Yeah.
And they back up Liberty-oriented shows like Free Talk Live and Liberty-oriented events like the Liberty Forum. It just goes to show that these guys know what they're doing when it comes to collections.
That's the truth. So you can check out their banner at freetalklive.com.
Yeah, you need some collections done. They are the people to do it. Once again, that's SACL CAI. All right, let's jump into the email box here and go to one from Steven. He says, guys, I told myself I'd limit my emails to one per show. I'll do that. But since I just heard two shows, you'll get two emails. And you have to read them because I just became an amplifier. I think the one caller's point was not taken. The one who suggested, the one who called about government being a part of human existence for all of history dating back to primitive tribes. I think the caller was suggesting not that this shows that government is good, but that only that government might be inevitable. One of the things that attracted me to the free market was the way it's a spontaneous force, the way its results aren't planned, but rather just emerge out of it. One of the realizations I had that blew my mind as an up-and-coming libertarian was the fact that in every society, at every point in history, a state has always emerged. Even Iceland didn't stay stateless for long.
A couple hundred years, which is as long as our republic has managed to happen. I mean, I don't know everything about Icelandic history, but it seems like they had some kind of tribally-based thing going on for a couple hundred years.
Yeah. It almost seems like it's a natural result of human interaction for a state to eventually emerge. Now, he's using the term state.
That way.
The term state kind of, I don't know if I agree with it necessarily.
Right.
There are people calling themselves the state,
right.
People calling themselves government, but really, they're just people using force to get their way.
Right, like a strongman situation,
yeah.
A tribal leader, a chief, as it were.
He says the very simplified explanation for this is that there are always going to be a small number of people who want to rule others, and a large number who want to be ruled.
Or at least don't care about being ruled.
And a very small number who want nothing to do with it, the libertarians always present, and always too small to do anything about it. People want to be ruled, says Stephen, and they want to belong to a nation state, one they can cheer for and be proud of. People want to be primitive tribalists. And you know why? Because the Homo sapiens walking the earth today are biologically identical to the Homo sapiens who made up those primitive tribes.
That's absolutely true. They're, you know, as humans evolved, now we've created a culture where we don't, where the weakest aren't killed off. Evolution doesn't take place anymore. You know, for whatever reason, and, you know, they're not dying. The only people that are dying out there right now are the most violent and stupid of people, the convicts of the world.
And you have to die before you procreate. If you
And they're pretty quick at procreating, those convicts.
Right.
So he says, again, biologically identical to the Homo sapiens who made up primitive tribes. We do have more knowledge now, but we have the very same brains and the very same instincts.
Mm-hmm.
I like to liken the human race to Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer, the SNL character from the late 80s. We might act sophisticated, but under it all, we're the same as those cavemen. Just watch any gathering of Cleveland Browns fans to see what I mean. That's a joke, but just barely. Notice the grunts and hoots and loyalty to the tribe and the hatred of the other tribe. I look at the political protest and see a bunch of monkeys jumping up and down and making noise, and that is how tribes of monkeys intimidate other tribes. To be ruled by the state might just be an inevitable destiny of the Homo sapien. Remember, we did not evolve to be optimal, to seek out and live under optimal political conditions, but rather only to be good enough to survive.
Yeah.
The state is not optimal, but it is good enough. You can never expect more from evolution than just good enough. So his question essentially is the state inevitable? Will we always be saddled with those who wish to rule over others?
I don't see a lot of evidence contrary to what he's claimed.
Certainly in the history of mankind, you're right.
But
and I think that
things many things have happened for the first time.
Exactly, like ending slavery, or at least the slavery that we're familiar with. I mean, over time, things have been getting better for mankind. Certainly, we aren't as primitive now as we were in the past. There is no doubt that we do still harbor some of the old instincts. And it takes, by evolutionary standards, it takes a long, long, long time for that sort of stuff to go away. Of course, now we are getting into a new, wonderful information age, and it's going to change into, you know, these new technologies that are coming out soon, the biotechnology and the nanotechnology. They're going to have the ability to go in and literally change your instincts. They're going to be able to tweak your DNA to where your body won't need to do some of the things that it does that just biologically aren't necessary anymore. For instance, there was that fat gene or something like that, mm-hmm. where they've now figured out how to turn off this fat storage gene, where your body was essentially telling itself that, oh, it might be a cold winter, I need to really put on some pounds, because you might not find any food, right? Well, now there's no problem finding food, but you're evolutionarily, you don't know that. Instinctually, your body doesn't necessarily know mm-hmm. that. But if they could go in and shut that gene off with this gene therapy stuff or the biotechnology, then that would completely change the way people see themselves and maybe some of the overweight problems that we have in this country.
Yeah, so, I have some concerns about how far we go with gene therapy, too.
I'm sure there's going to be some fallout and probably some negative reactions.
And especially with the state around. I mean, for the first time, we really have a situation where madmen like the Nazis can actually change what it is to be human.
You're right.
And succeed.
These biotechnology, nanotechnology, and the artificial intelligence and robotics, all of these things are very, very dangerous in the hands of government people.
In the hands of government, and while I think the market will correct its own mistakes, I think even in a free market environment, I think at some point we're going to see technologies misused, and there can be a downside to a new technology.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt about it. There's always two sides to a technology, to a new technology. There's always going to be the negative and the positive. I mean, with the internet, some would say, you know, it's negative that you can go and get scat porn and all kinds of other nastiness. And at the same time, the internet's great because you have encyclopedias at your fingertips, more information than anyone could possibly want. So that's just what you have to live with. But my point in bringing that up is, you know, instead of just discovering the hammer and fire, we're now discovering some much more interesting and useful tools today. And in addition, I think that mentally, we've thrown off a lot of chains as well. Chains of the past, like, again, slavery, the old sort of chattel slavery, feudalism, serfs, that's all pretty much gone, at least in our society today. Mm. It's just that we have to throw off the new slavery. There's a more subtle form of slavery going on, and that is government taxation.
Yeah.
You know, if government owns a piece of the money that you earn, if government can take a percentage of your money, then you're that much a slave to them. And so that's all we need to do is have another renaissance, essentially, and an awakening, if you will, of people come to understand that. And then maybe in another 50 years, we'll all be sitting, you know, in our rocking chairs looking back and saying, wow, you remember when we used to have those government things? Well, life sure is a lot better without it. I think it is something that eventually mankind can throw off, but it's going to take some effort.
Well, I don't think that biology really plays that much of a role in the form of government we have. Obviously, the United States at one point was, you know, a brand new thing. And some places in the world today are more free than others. There's some terrible places like North Korea. There are some not so terrible places like the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But our biology is all basically the same. So I think there's a limit to looking at biology. I think that society, it is an artificial thing. But I think it could push us in that direction. And I
think if something's going to save us, it's going to be the internet, not
absolutely
gene therapy.
Right. And, you know, I don't know. I consider myself a minarchist. I don't know if we can make it to a functional free market, completely free market. But if we can, I think eventually we will.
Yeah, it's worth going for, in my opinion. And 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'd love your comments on, is it possible for mankind to throw off the shackles of the state entirely? Is it something we'll see in our lifetimes or ever? We'd love your thoughts. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is SPYVILLE.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The armchair survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to The Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network. Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, go shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. There are 41 categories to shop in. New items, used items, doesn't matter. You put it in your shopping cart, and Free Talk Live gets a cut. If you start your shopping experience at amazon.freetalklive.com, there's an Amazon thread on our forum, the BBS, and people occasionally will post in there that what they're planning on buying and that sort of thing. That's kind of fun. And I guess there are already some of our listeners that have started their Christmas shopping, and they're going to amazon.freetalklive.com to do it. You might as well. It's great deals. All right. So let's continue here. A story from last night that we didn't get to, and I mentioned that we're going to. And it's particularly relevant right now because a lot of people are probably gearing up to get on an airplane, tomorrow, because a lot of people travel for Thanksgiving, going to see family members and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And America's airports are there. Well, first of all, I think there's news today about there are going to be some delays and travel's going to be awful this year. But there's one extra reason why it's going to be a little extra awful, maybe a little worse than it normally would be. This from USA Today. See, the federal government has a new plan for you when it comes to a new rule for you to follow when it comes to your bag, your carry-on bag.
Oh, good.
You already know about the thing with the 3 ounces.
Yeah.
You can't have toothpaste or gels or liquids, anything in bottles more than 3 ounces or tubes more than 3 ounces.
Right.
There's that. You also have to put all that stuff in a
clear plastic,
clear
something gallon
quart,
bag.
A quart or gallon size bag. I think it might be a quart size bag, the smallest bag. You're supposed to put all your little bathroom articles in that bag, and it must be placed on top of your bag so it can be, you know, easily inspected. And you've got to take the laptop out of its case and, you know, so on and so forth. Don't forget to take your shoes off and your belt off. And there's all kinds of hoops for airline travelers to jump through, but now there's a new one. Washington, airline passengers who are already required to remove shoes, take off coats, carry only small bottles of liquid, now have a new task. Pack neatly.
What?
In anticipation of the most popular holiday for travel in the United States, the TSA today, this is a couple days ago, the TSA launches a campaign urging travelers to eliminate clutter in carry-on bags. Pack in layers, travelers, and keep items neat.
Kidding me.
Messy travelers could spend more time in line if their carry-ons are cluttered because such bags are more likely to be pulled aside and searched by hand, TSA spokeswoman Ellen Howe says. So, tip to terrorists, anyone who's packing anything dangerous,
pack neatly.
Make sure you pack neatly because then you're less likely to have a secondary search.
This is something tantamount to just a threat. You will pack your bag the way we want to see. We hate cluttered bags. It bothers us when we have to look through them. And you will pack them neatly, or you will wait longer, citizen.
Now, I'm not sure that's what they're trying to say here. They're trying to say that people who don't pack neatly will take longer getting searched, which is probably true. It's going to take longer to look through a disheveled bag with everything all mixed up in it than it will to look through a neatly stacked bag.
But they also have said that it will take, they did make the specific threat that if you have a cluttered bag, you're more likely to be searched by him.
Now, that's a different story.
Right.
That's okay, that's a different story.
So if you've got a messy bag, it increases your likelihood of them pulling you aside and going through all your stuff by hand. So be neat, or else, here's more detail. The added search could...
You know, they failed to mention... if I were writing these stories, I would, every time I would mention the TSA...
Failed to find things
about half the time.
Right. Even when they've been alerted to the test.
And actually,
failed.
I've never seen them only miss items half the time. I've always seen 70%,
yeah.
75%, 90%. But I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt, going with half. So half of the guns, knives, bomb parts that come through, they miss.
Well, I was glad to see that because they had a... I don't know if you noticed it, but they had a big report on all the items that were missed by the red team brought through just recently, a couple weeks ago, getting ready for this holiday season, and it was pretty bad. I mean, it was like half at some places. Some places were relatively good. They only missed 1 in 4 items, and these were IEDs. I mean, these weren't just guns or knives. These were IEDs. So.
IED, improvised explosive device.
Yes.
Right.
And it all seems so pointless to me. We're trying to avoid what happened on 9/11, I think is what the average American thinks. We don't want 9/11 to occur again. And that's not really what the TSA is about. The TSA is about trying to stop people from blowing up or taking over or hijacking planes. I don't think Americans will allow a plane to be hijacked anymore, certainly not with box cutters.
No.
I just don't. After what happened, I think you can count on Americans to stop hijacking.
I think you're right. I think if you...
Not the TSA.
You know, if there's a hijacking going on, you know that there's a good chance you could end up in a fiery explosion. You might as well take the risk and attack the guys, right?
Yeah, and I think it's less likely that terrorists are going to target aircraft.
I agree with
that. I mean, there's a lot of ways to terrorize people and kill people.
Totally, and a lot of them have no security whatsoever.
Right. I mean, why would you try to go through a hard target?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just hijack a tanker truck or something like that and run it into the side of a building.
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of things that could be done. And
Timothy McVeigh blew up a whole freaking building
with a rider truck. Yeah, and I think that...
You didn't even need 13 guys.
Yeah, it's security theater. They're just putting it there because Americans see it and some of them feel more secure.
Right, and then they crank it up. So they put it there, which is what they did years ago, and it's ever since been getting more and more absurd and more time-consuming, and now it's getting even worse. Now you have to pack neatly, or otherwise our masters will be upset with you.
And, you know, it's just about... It seems to be about giving bureaucrats jobs.
Sure.
Nick said, it's security theater. It's not... actually keeping you safe. If it was keeping you safe, they'd catch more than half of the knives, guns, and bomb parts that go through there.
Some of those traveling may not be familiar with security checkpoint rules. One of the spokes bureaucrats says this is one of the holidays where you're dealing with the less savvy traveler. Because it's just people that travel maybe on a once-a-year basis are going to travel tomorrow as opposed to business people that are going all the time.
Right. And we've never seen numbers about domestic travel and how much it's decreased since 9/11.
You're right, we haven't.
But we have international travel, and it's down 20%. 20%, if you can imagine a business being able to take that kind of hit. 20% of people are not coming to America anymore. And it's not because they're scared of terrorists.
Well,
people.
Now, wait a minute.
It's because they're scared of customs and they're scared of the TSA.
There's a better statistic, though, Mark. That was 20%. That was a 20% reduction, I think, up until 2006.
Mm-hmm.
So between September 11th and 2006, international travel dropped by around 20%. But they did a survey in 2006 of international travelers who did come here. So of those travelers who did choose to come to America for either business or pleasure and inevitably hit customs and were harassed and treated like dirt, 33% of those said they will never come back.
Yeah.
So you've already lost that 20%. 33% of those who
travel are actually coming.
Right. Of the ones who are still coming have now said, screw this, we'll have a meeting in Australia instead. Or something like that.
Well, included in the 20% number are people who have never come to America before, and we're still, you know, sort of the land of the free to them, so they're coming for that reason. Mm-hmm. So there's a certain amount of people, 33% won't come back, assuming that they're stating the truth. A certain amount of them are not. But there's also a certain amount that will refresh them as first-time visitors.
Well, that much is true, but less and less every year.
Less and less every year.
The neat and the neat and tidy exhortation dubbed Simplify. It's Simplifly. S I M P L I S L Y, all capitalized at the end there.
Yeah, well, with a last word like fly, you could put a little rap song to it.
By the TSA is the latest effort to prepare people for a holiday travel period likely to draw record crowds into jam-packed airplanes. The busiest travel days this week will be the day before Thanksgiving, that would be tomorrow, and the Sunday and the Monday after the holiday, when airlines expect more than 2.5 million travelers per day. As airports urge travelers to arrive extra early and the government creates new airplane routes, the TSA is pointing out that neater packing can expedite checkpoint lines. They suggest the carry-on bag be packed with clothes folded, electronic devices organized, and don't forget, have your wires coiled. You don't want a wire sticking out of your bag where they might just shoot you in the back of the head as you're walking down the jetway.
Later.
If you eliminate clutter, it helps us get a cleaner look at the contents of a bag on a checkpoint x-ray machine, says Hal. The faster that screeners can figure out what's inside a bag, the quicker they can clear it. So, you know, yabbity yabbity, yeah, it goes on. It's just to essentially encourage you to pack neatly. Oh, they even have a little video. There you go. The TSA has, it's not a rap song, Mark, but they do have a...
I can't imagine how much they paid for this video.
60-second video in which a female narrator advises travelers... Think layers. One layer of clothes, one layer of electronics. The video will be played on checkpoint screens that broadcast security announcements. Isn't that nice?
You're killing me.
1-800-259-9231. It's a friendlier version of fascism, but fascism nonetheless. Hour 3's on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Hey, speaking of security state, well, they have the talking cameras over in Great Britain. And we'd said it wasn't going to be long before they came here to America.
Mm.
Guess what? They've arrived, and it's in the weirdest of places.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
You were...